You're listening to show number 431, October 17th, 2012.
If they're chirping, howling, meowing, or growling, we're talking about them at Animal Talk Naturally. For all the information that you need to know, it's the Animal Talk Online Radio Show. Come join us now, hear what we have to say. Hot animal nature, the natural way. Our pets are a part of the family, a special loving bond with humanity. If you really want the knowledge of your pet to grow, apply what you learn and learn what you know. Celebrating the art of natural animal health, the truth of animal nature, and the love of the human-animal bond.
And now, here are your hosts, veterinary naturopaths, Dr. Kim Bloomer and Dr. Jeannie Thomason, your first resort for the health of your pets.
Hello, I'm Dr. Kim, I'm one of your hosts.
And I'm Dr. Jeannie, your other host.
Today, Dr. Jeannie and I are going to talk about why vaccines can't immunize. You can go back to the show with Alexander Mikic and listen to Natural Immunity if you haven't done so yet, and learn about what immunity really is.
Yeah.
And then today we're going to talk about what vaccines really aren't, and definitely aren't immunizations like you're being taught. Before we do, we just have a short announcement, really, and that is about, Jeannie, what was I supposed to announce?
So we have a discount going on at the American Council of Animal Naturopathy on the Carnivore Nutrition course.
And the Carnivore Nutrition module.
Module.
Right, so there's an individual module, and then there's a course which includes three modules, and we are giving a discount until the end of the month. It's a $25 discount, and I guess you can go to the newsletter and find out how to receive that. And the newsletter is just go to our website, animalnaturopathy.org, click on newsletter, and then you'll find the fall 2012 issue, and you can read about that in there. Today I want to dedicate today's show to the memory of all those animals that have died as a result of vaccinations.
Vaccinations.
And, not immunizations, but vaccinations.
Yes.
That have died from either vaccinosis, from being over-vaccinated, or as in the case of Meshach, and others like him that have died because of vaccines that have distorted the DNA from their parents or their, you know, and any of their line, and it has been passed on in distorted, weakened form and has caused them suffering and ultimately death. Today is 1 month ago today that we put Meshach to rest. And so while my heart is still on my sleeve, it's really interesting that today is the topic that we're going to be talking about this, as it's a month later. And I'm very passionate about this now. This is probably going to be something that you guys are going to hear a lot on Animal Talk Naturally, because I believe vaccines to be the number one problem with what's going on health-wise with our pets. And the nutrition, obviously, is the foundation, so you can't even ignore that at all. But there's a big push right now by the powers that be that want to disseminate lies.
Yeah.
They're calling it truth about a so-called anti-vaccinationist. You know what we are? We're pro-health. And you can't
right.
be for vaccines and be for health at the same time. But the propaganda that's coming out is just overwhelming. And at times, it's daunting to me at times. And I know to you as well, Jeannie.
Yes.
Very frustrating. And it's just growing at an alarming rate to me. And partly because we know that people like the Bill Gates Foundation is funding the surveillance of those of us who are not for vaccines, so that they can find a way to counter what we're saying in a large and massive way.
Mm-hmm.
So you might ask and wonder about that. Just look into the history of that particular family, and the eugenics is written all over it. And that's pretty much the case for any of the agenda against human health, but it is also rising at an alarming rate for animals.
Mm-hmm.
Very, I don't know what is going on with that, unless it's that you will be too frustrated to have pets.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, that there are organizations that don't believe anyone should have pets because they consider that Those pets would, are any pet, any animal that is owned by a human is a slave, and therefore you shouldn't have them in your life. So they will support this, and they have big money backing them as well.
Oh, yeah.
So there is a whole lot going on out there, but we know that greater is he who is in us than he who is in this world, and that's where I'm going to bring it right in with some quotes, as I always do. And reading a newsletter yesterday from the Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch, who Kim Meter has been our guest several times, but this is by her husband, Troy. And you can go to their website at crystalpeaksyouthranch.org to learn more about what they are doing with horses and children. But, Troy writes all in this newsletter, in his article about, how he'd been out in a speaking engagement and comes and is on the plane and had powered up his iPad and was getting ready to watch a movie and this whole thing, and he thought the movie was awful. So I'm not going to mention it. You can read the newsletter. It's available on their website as well. And it, he has this quote that said, he goes, the last part of the movie was great, and he says that there's a quote that says, once more into the fray, into the last good fight I will ever know. Live and die on this day. Live and die on this day. And it's all about how we cannot stop when we've been called to teach the truth. And in this case, this is what we are teaching, and it's while we do grow frustrated and weary at times, we have to say, even with our last breath, live and die on this day, once more into the fray.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is all about. And again, while it looks overwhelmingly like the odds are against us, I always am reminded of David and Goliath.
Yeah.
You know, and I know then we can prevail. And you guys can go on with what you learn and share those with other people. So let me just start with our friend Dr. Patricia Jordan, veterinarian extraordinaire. And she says, we should rewrite the books of medicine to reflect the understanding that disease has evolved from the very use of vaccines. Vaccination is experimentation under the guise of healthcare delivery, end quote. And then you've heard us mention Vera Scheibner. We've quoted from her book a lot of times.
Yeah.
And that particular book, again, just for the record, so that you all have that title, is Vaccination, the Medical Assault on the Immune System by Vera Scheibner, Ph.D. And she says, and I'm going to quote her a couple of times here, polio has not been eradicated by vaccination. All of the pro-vaccinations are going to get their hackles up here and there. Mm-hmm. It is lurking behind a redefinition and new diagnostic names like viral or aseptic meningitis.
Mm-hmm.
According to one of the 1997 issues of the MMWR, there are some 30,000 to 50,000 cases of viral meningitis per year in the United States alone. That's where all those 30,000 to 50,000 cases of polio disappeared after the introduction of mass vaccination, end quote. Again, I quote her, Vera Scheibner, I did not find it difficult to conclude that there is no evidence whatsoever that vaccines or any kind are effective in preventing the infectious diseases they are supposed to prevent. Further, adverse effects are amply documented and are far more significant to public health than any adverse effects of infectious diseases. Immunizations not only did not prevent any infectious diseases, they caused more suffering and more deaths than has any other human activity in the entire history of medical intervention. It will be decades before the mopping up after the disasters caused by childhood vaccination will be completed, end quote. Now think about our pets who get them year after year after year after year, their entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's passed on. Hackles raised. Okay, now, our favorite MD, Andrew Weil, who has been vilified and raked over the coals of late, quote, whenever the immune system successfully deals with an infection, it emerges from the experience stronger and better able to confront similar threats in the future. Our immune system develops in combat. At the first sign of infection, you always jump in with antibiotics, or I would add vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
You do not give the immune system a chance to grow stronger. No, you're weakening it, end quote. So immunization is not vaccination. And I'm going to share with you part of an interview with Dr. Timothy O'Shea. And I'll tell you at the end of this quote who the interview was. And again, there will be links at the show so you can go read, listen, watch, do all of the stuff that I had to do to prepare for this show so that you can be informed fully as well.
Mm-hmm.
I did the legwork for you, so you just have to go and read and all of that. But the two have become so juxtaposed that people believe them to be one and the same thing, but they are not. Immunization is not vaccination. Here's an explanation by Dr. Timothy O'Shea. Quote, okay, immunization means when the body becomes immune to something, immunization means when the body becomes immune to something, and that only happens one way. I'm going to reference right here really quickly Natural Immunity with Alexandra Mikic. She tells you how in there. Okay, back to the quote. Either by getting a disease, that's what we don't want, or by becoming exposed to a disease, that's the way the body creates its own immunity. For example, baby boomers, a lot of them got measles when they were kids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they got the measles, and they were sick for a few days. I was one of them.
Me too.
I lived without a vaccine, and I got the measles. Okay, he says, the body put together the steps of immunity all by itself. That is natural immunity. That is real immunity. That is the only immunity. And then they are immune to measles from then on for life. Lifetime immunity. Now, that is immunization. Immunization is something the body does by itself in ways which we have only the slightest knowledge. Contrast this with vaccination. Now, what is vaccination? Vaccination is a completely different proposition altogether. Vaccination means to take a man-made substance we call a vaccine, and of course you know that in his book he says they go into great detail about the ingredients, and you've heard that here on the show about the adjuvants and about the contamination with other viruses and on and on and on. Okay, and he says, and then to inject that into a little child, and I would add into our special beloved pets, that is vaccination. So these are two different events in physical reality, but because of the marketing of vaccines and the way people are trained to think about vaccination, what do we say on a daily basis? He says, we say, are you taking your child in for his immunizations today? End quote. Okay, now this is on backtruth.com, and the interview was with Jeffrey John, I cannot pronounce his last name, Osterheide, I guess. He's the father of a child injured as a result of vaccination. And he's the editor of VacTruth.com. He promotes well-educated health professionals, informed consent, and full disclosure, and accountability of adverse reactions to vaccines. And I will have the actual link to this interview with Dr. O'Shea with the show. So, you buy into the propaganda using their felonious language. Remember this, you guys, words are everything. Regardless of what we've been taught as children, words are everything. So let's begin with this. A rage against the vaccination machine. You know, a rage against the machine came from Bono out of the band U2. But this is the title of an actual article, Rage Against the Vaccination Machine. And it's by, they protected his name. You know, it's for his protection because he's talking about being a scofflaw. So, yeah, we're a free country with freedom of speech, aren't we, Jeannie? This article is this person's journey into natural rearing. No vaccine, raw feeding, no pesticides, etc. And it was a very hard journey for him with nothing but heartache and pain for him and suffering for the dogs involved, his own dogs, as well as lots and lots and lots of expense that was still being paid off long after all of these dogs were dead and he had written this article. So I think it's criminal what the vet and the city made this person do. They vaccinated his dog who was having grand mal seizures or threatened him with going to jail in a so-called free country. And so this person now calls himself a scofflaw that will gladly go to jail before harming another beloved pet in the name of protecting the public from rabies. Okay, yeah. Here's a sample of this article, and you can read it in its entirety. It is heart-wrenching for me to read because of what he describes, the grand mal seizure, exactly what Meshach was experiencing. Although this was in a puppy, and people would say, well, then Meshach couldn't have had vaccinosis because he was never vaccinated. Oh, give me a freaking break, okay? It's passed down through the DNA. It imprints onto the DNA. Do I need to refer you to Immune Doggy by Alexandra and also the audio? Because I will. It imprints onto the DNA. It torques it. It weakens it. It distorts it. It's unnatural. We were never meant to be injected like this for immunity. It's already built into our innate immune system. That is immunity. And you have to experience the illness to get immunity. And I have something to say about what happens to pandemics then. I will mention that in a little bit. Okay, so I quote from this article. One Saturday when I brought my female dog home from the vet after receiving her yearly panoply of injections, she collapsed in extreme pain, screaming for death to end her suffering. In a stark panic, I called the vet we had just come from, who told me to get her to the emergency room as quickly as possible. She barely survived. No one would suggest any possible cause. They shot her full of narcotic painkillers and steroids, sent me to two specialists to run costly tests, kept her on drugs for 3 weeks, and she slowly recovered, though never to her former vitality. And I kept telling them that she had just had her shots. Isn't there possibly a connection? No way, they said. No possible connection. Just one of those things. They considered it, by the way, a genetic problem, of course. I called the local vet who gave the shots and heard the same story, and she was adamant that no possible connection existed between the rabies and DHLPP she had just had for the 9th or 10th time in her 9 years and her near sudden death from some sort of unexplained event, end quote. And yes, they did go on to blame the genetics.
Yeah.
As they always do. Or they blame the breeder.
Yep, always.
Always. These vets refuse to connect the dots no matter how much evidence is before them. They memorized the dots by doggone it, and they paid a lot of money to learn to memorize the dots, so they're not going to connect them. No, no. Great expenses themselves. Their college tuition, their vet school tuition, those long hours, lots of studying, and all the trouble to obtain a license. So there's no way they're going to jeopardize that for the health and well-being of your beloved pet.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, there are some vets that prefer to help animals be well and are forgoing this madness, even at the expense of possibly losing their license. But they are careful. So it's up to the pet owner to be informed and to be able to discern. How many are willing to do that, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Now to the topic at hand, more why vaccines can't immunize. After listening to our show with Alexander Mikic, if you haven't, please do. I'm going to keep mentioning that.
Yeah.
And natural immunity. And hopefully after reading her book, Immune Doggy, you will now realize what farce vaccinations truly are. I don't have to reiterate that. However, if you're one of those that believe that whatever is published must be true and whatever is said on the news is gospel, and because your veterinarian said so, therefore it must be true, well, then nothing we say is going to matter anyway.
Right.
Especially since there's this huge propaganda machine at work now to discredit those of us who know what vaccines are and that they're nothing more than a money-making machine causing grave harm and suffering.
Yeah, keeping those doctors in the money.
Yeah, exactly, Jeannie.
For those veterinarian.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, for those of you with your eyes wide open, however, you are now experiencing the truth. And while that red pill's a hard one to swallow initially because the blinders are off and it is a stark, harsh reality looking at you in the face, Nevertheless, it's exactly what our animals need, folks, in order for the harm and abuse to stop.
Yeah.
The immune system was not designed to be slammed with a cocktail of harmful substances to, quote-unquote, turn it on. It turns on naturally, by the way. And have all its natural defenses and normal natural contact with pathogens and viruses bypassed in order to function optimally. It does
right.
that by itself.
Yeah, viruses
never...
and diseases don't come through the bloodstream.
Right, they do not.
Body doesn't
and
know what to do
And it was never designed to need this. You know, when you get bit by a snake, you know what? Why do you think you die so quick?
Right.
When it's a very poisonous, venomous snake. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the same idea with a vaccine. We were never designed, and our animals were never designed to need this.
Right.
The animals in the wild don't need baits, okay? It's an asinine thing that humans have come up with for such... it just infuriates me how dumbed down everybody is. The innate immune system that God created was functioning fine for millennia and would have continued to do so without our hubris intervention.
No kidding.
And worse, to now say only mankind's invention of poisonous toxic substances jabbed into the body's bloodstream is the only way to protect us and our animals from all those scary pathogens and viruses lurking everywhere. By the way, you guys know what? They are lurking everywhere, which makes vaccination all the more ridiculous.
They're even inside of you.
Yeah, they're inside of us. They're around us. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Go get the jabs if you're really that scared. They won't do anything that make you sick.
Right.
It's something to think about. We keep hearing about antibiotics and how bad they are because they're creating a situation where, you know, the first of all, yeast overgrowth, because they're non-discriminatory and they kill everything in the bloodstream.
Right.
I mean, in the immune system. They just pretty much wipe out your intestinal flora. And we talk about it being in our food animals and so forth. Did you realize that all vaccines pretty much have antibiotics in them?
Yep.
And they do that so that they can wipe out any of the contamination from the cross-contamination of other viruses that are in there.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense to you at all? So you're getting injected with the virus and antibiotics and adjuvants like mercury and, thimerosal. That's their other word for it, mercury.
Right. Aluminum,
formaldehyde.
Yeah.
And they always say, well, it's not that bad. It's an acceptable amount. For what?
Yeah.
For any living thing? No. It was not designed to be that way. Okay, so we get to the pandemic stuff. You might ask, why then do so many people die in pandemics? And how come so many pets will die like when parvo came out? Remember, parvo was a man-made disease. It was from a vaccine that species jumped from the cat into the dog and then jumped back into the cat in the form of a feline parvo. It's a man-made disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so is AIDS, by the way. Okay, we'll talk about that maybe, if not today, in the next part two of this. But look at the nutrition of that area, of that time frame. You know, if you go back to the Middle Ages and look at that, it was no hygiene. And the masses, pretty much the only ones who had good food to eat and were being nourished, overly nourished, I might add, were the rich.
Mm-hmm.
It was the poor and the peasants that were dying off from lack of proper nutrition and hygiene. So what happens in that? When hygiene is brought in, when proper nourishment's brought in, then this dies down. Remember what Alexandra said. She said that polio came about as a result of vitamin B deficiency.
Right.
When they started processing bread, wheat. In an area of malnutrition, no matter what era we are referring to, whether it's now or in the past, there are going to be much weakened specimens primed for natural selection. None of us wants to be that person selected out or our pets to be, but that is how nature is designed to work. It just is. No matter how much we don't want it to be so. Like it or not, and now we've gotten ourselves into a fine mess by messing with the genome and DNA with this toxic soup that's supposed to protect but never, ever, 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 ever can or will, regardless of what or who says what to the contrary, regardless of what propaganda is put out there. Now, you can go, there's a website called informedchoice.info, and they talk about what ingredients are often in vaccinations there, and they call it the cocktail.
Yeah.
Formaldehyde, like we said, aluminum hydroxide, aluminum phosphate, thimerosal, polysorbate 80 is showing up in everything. And
right.
It's a sterilizing.
Mm-hmm.
It also sterilizes.
Yeah.
Meaning, sterilizes what? Not antiseptically, but sterilizes you or your animals from procreation.
That's right.
Cannot have babies.
Wonder why they can't get their bitches pregnant or why they
mm-hmm.
lose litters of puppies.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So every single vaccine is contaminated. Every single one. They're contaminated. They've been doing recalls lately, too. By the way,
yeah.
We did mention that when they recall rabies vaccines for humans and animals, it's typically because they're contaminated, but they're already contaminated. It's just somebody found out.
Right.
And then they'll tell you there's a shortage, so hurry up and run out and get it right away. So hurry up and get the contamination before they run out of contamination. Doesn't make any sense. So they're not just contaminated with adjuvants, but with other viruses from other species that you are injecting into your pets and into your children.
And grown on other species' organs.
Exactly. Like dog kidney.
Mm-hmm. Or chicken embryos.
That's why when they don't even know what happens in the body when these viruses are injected, and all of the species jumping that's going on is because of vaccines.
Right.
But they're
going to
tell you that it's shedding into the environment, and everybody who's not vaccinated is the reason why we're all getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
If your vaccines work, how is that possible?
Right. Duh.
Why aren't people thinking? What happened to thinking?
I know, it's not crazy.
Not even cognitive thinking, just thinking, period, you know?
Yeah.
So they're going to combat all of these viruses, as I said, by including cleansing ingredients, which are very toxic, by the way, and antibiotics to scour that through. And you're going to have all of that coursing through your blood and your veins. And so are your pets, and your body's not going to know where to put all that. So they're going to fluff. They're going to it's going to stuff it off into organs, hoping it'll go away. Then it will become a tumor, and then it can become full-blown cancer. Gee.
Right.
Well, I want to share with you, and we probably won't have time to get through this time, but we will be picking this topic back up and again in a couple of weeks. I'm going to start with the big propaganda that's going out saying that what we're teaching you guys here is nothing but myth. This is mainstream media, medical society, veterinary, all of it. And they just took our myth busting of their lies and turned them against us. It's the same thing they've always done.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what Quacksilver is? Quacksilver is, you know, mercury. And it was targeted, used by the allopaths, not by naturopaths or those in natural medicine or health. They were the ones using it. Yes, dentists and doctors who've always used mercury, and that's what Quacksilver is. But they turned it around and said that we're the quacks. Really?
Mm-hmm.
There was a big article a couple of weeks ago in the main Sunday magazine that comes out with the newspaper every week, and it shows a little girl hugging her mom, and they say she's alive today, but barely, because she was not vaccinated and nearly died of a form of meningitis. Listen back to the first part of the show when I talked to you about what Vera Scheibner said about what meningitis is.
Yeah.
And how it was vectored from the vaccine.
And the only reason she didn't die is because she wasn't vaccinated.
She
would have probably died if she had been.
Right, and she came into contact with other vaccinated children, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Babies.
Because
it happened when she was a baby.
Yep.
So they put in the same old junk about our myths. And they go myth by myth by myth, but they have no facts backing it up, no footnotes, no studies. They just put it in there, and people are going to go, well, it was published, it must be true.
Mm-hmm.
I get it now. This has got to be true. Makes no sense. So I'm going to share their myth number one, and then we'll have to end for this week, and then we'll pick this up. They said serious diseases like polio have already been eradicated, so there's no need to vaccinate against them. They're saying that's what we say. And they say, well, many diseases have been wiped out for the most part in this country. They haven't been eradicated around the world, says this MD. And that means you could still be at risk if you go abroad or come in contact with the infected person from overseas. He said, this summer we had a patient with cholera. Okay, go back to hygiene and nutrition, folks.
Yes.
And he hopped on a plane and brought the disease with him, and it took some very senior physicians to figure out what it was. Because no one had ever seen it before, because they're saying vaccinations wiped it out. Really? Then why is it still around? Yeah. Am I angry? You better believe I'm angry, and I'm angry that people continue to believe in these stupid lies that don't make any sense whatsoever. And I'm really sad that more animals are continuing to suffer as a result.
Yes.
I'm more sad that there are going to be dogs like Meshach with people starting out and excited about a naturally reared puppy or cat and kitten, and it doesn't make it because of what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll give up. And they'll go back and think, they give up, or they go back to the same old thing. We cannot give up. We must continue to support this and go forward, folks.
That's right.
We really must. And I beg you to listen and to heed and to go out and share this with others.
And study it out for yourself and think for yourself.
Think is the key word.
Mm-hmm.
Really think. And does it make sense? And if it doesn't, find out why and dig in.
Right.
You know, it's not making sense to me and Jeannie. I know you guys are smart. Think through these things. Don't listen to the mantra that over-vaccination is the problem. Over-vaccination, one vaccine is over-vaccination.
There you go.
Next week, we're going to talk about all the junk going on with the pet food industry now, again.
Again, still.
Again, ongoing, la-di-da, same old, same old. Nothing new under the sun, as King Solomon said. Jeannie, in the spirit of love and truth, we hope you all have a
tail wagging, hoof stomping, wing flapping, perfectly animal talking day.
That's all for this time, and thank you all for listening. You can find all of our past programs at animaltalknaturally.com. And for your natural pet health consultations as the first resort for your pet's health, you can find Dr. Jeannie at drjeannie.com or Dr. Kim at drkimbloomer.org. The Animal Talk Naturally podcast is a production of Animal Talk Naturally.
all rights reserved, and may not be resold without express written permission. The advice, views, and opinions of our hosts, guests, and other contributors are only suggestions and not meant to replace actual medical care for yourselves or your animals. Our guests' views and opinions do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Animal Talk Naturally. Thank you.